and welcome back to America Weekend with your hosts, Valerie Smaldone and Leslie Gold. How are you doing today? You know, we come across a lot of very interesting people on America Weekend. And recently I met Bruno Grallepoix, who is very interesting. He's a seasoned business executive, a best-selling author with extensive Fortune 100 and agency experience. He's written books about business. He has formed a service and tech firm that works with large marketing organizations. So from this background, you would not expect him to write the book he did, not about business, but about beauty, called Magnifique Inside and Out. So I asked him why a successful businessman like him felt compelled to write a book about beauty and women for women.
Well, first, maybe as a way of background, I must say that I was born in France. So as a product of my environment, I learned at a very young age to appreciate, people who took pleasure in offering basically the best expression of themselves to the world. And so if you and I today walk into a room filled with 25 women, how many of them do you think will actually find themselves attractive?
I think women have a very hard time believing that they're attractive.
That's right. So out of 25, Valerie, only one will find themselves attractive. This is based on a study that was done by Dove a couple of years back. And to me, that's a shocking number, and it shows that there is no greater obsession in our society than beauty and the endless pursuit of what they call physical perfection. So the way it worked for me is that my idea for the book happened after I joined a panel of local celebrity judges for the Donald Trump and the NBC Universal joint venture on the Miss USA pageant. And I joined their panel of judges, and between us, I was well aware of the pageant industry reputation as, for being, somewhat superficial. But what I discovered was really a wonderful community of gifted, very humble, inspiring, caring women. And what surprised me is they all share these just amazing visions for a better, more fulfilling definition of beauty, and that they could be beautiful to the eye and to the heart, and showing they could be both. And that's really what inspired me for writing the book as a business professional and as a man.
You know, Bruno, it seems to me that due to technology and the instant ability to take photographs and spread them around the world if you want, thus the word selfie, of course, has come into our vocabulary, that we've become even more obsessed with how we look, how we transport ourselves to the world, the Kim Kardashians of the world that have made, news just because of her looks and what she wears. Years ago, women were focused on their intellect and what they can contribute to the world. So things have changed. Do you agree that it's gone in a negative direction?
Yeah, I agree. I think the way by which we define just beauty in many ways and the way we express ourselves has a lot to do with the way the world perceives us. And I think we put a lot of emphasis on definition of ourselves and beauty that is based on, society standards instead of our own standards. I think that's where I think a lot of the issues come from.
So in your book, Magnifique Inside and Out, you interviewed a lot of women. What is something you walked away with after doing these interviews that you found surprising or very unusual?
Well, when I first met a lot of the women I carefully chose for the book and for the interviews, I couldn't help but notice how they took care of to present themselves and present the absolute best expression of themselves to the outside world, as we just talked. What I also noticed is that many of them had participated in the world of beauty at some point in their life. But it's not for their looks or how they chose to express their external beauty that I wanted to kind of interview them. And on the contrary, what was remarkable is that they had stories of defiance and courage that make them beautiful to the heart as they were to the eye. And I think you'll agree with me that when I say it's about time for women of all backgrounds and ethnicities and origin to find out or rediscover how truly beautiful they are. And I think the world today has never been anger for bright, very ambitious, hardworking women who embrace change. but also by pursuing inner beauty, I think they are profoundly changing themselves and society and men's perception of beauty itself. And that's really what I loved about interviewing those particular very powerful women with incredible stories.
You obviously like women, not only being attracted to them, but like them as people. There's a likability factor there that comes through. And you celebrate that. You also give a guide in the book on how to be beautiful inside and out. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, also in Magnifique Inside and Out, I reveal four major ingredients of beauty. So I talk about a healthy body and lifestyle. I really emphasize, you know, about feeling great, not just looking great. I talk about having a strong and curious mind. So talk a lot about mental abilities. And I also talk about confidence, which is, I think, very important, and how you build confidence. I also talk about being an inspiring brand. And I talk about it because, you know, obviously as a business executive, I spent a great deal of my career in brand building. And so my professional life has been dedicated to changing people's perception, which I think naturally prepared me for this challenge, and helping people realize that they are a brand that express themselves in the real world. And so those are the four major elements, kind of the body, the mind, the heart, and the image, and finding the right balance between these different anchor points, so that people can just follow the path that bring you the most joy and happiness, you know, finding the right balance in your life.
Tell us about the age range of the women you interviewed in the book, Bruno.
They are, I would say, the range was probably, I interviewed some younger women as well as, I would say, middle-aged women. So I think there's a good balance of women who've gone through different life events and have a certain level of maturity, and it was important to me to have a really good mix of backgrounds, you know, age, cultural background, just different professional careers. So yeah, I think it made the experience a lot more interesting, and also allowed me to ensure that there were just a fair representation of women across the entire book.
Okay, Bruno. So here in this society, at least in America, there's a great deal of ageism toward women. Maybe not in Europe or France where you're from, but here in America, there is. So, you know, when you're known for your physical beauty as a young woman, it can be very frightening to think about aging because that is what you're known for, this outward beauty. How do we prepare our young women to age?
Well, that's a good question. I think the challenge we face is our current definition of beauty, no matter what age you are, is excessively centered around physical attractiveness. And I think that's why it's been so unhealthy, because a lot of women, you know, and as you pointed out, as you age and get older, it's probably even of a greater challenge. We compare, or women compare themselves to unrealistic standards, which leads to these kind of you know, low self-esteem and confidence issues. So the way we solve for that, Valerie, I think, is we need to redefine what beauty is and embrace the notion that our pursuit of beauty must be a more balanced and a more fulfilling means of self-expression, which is within everyone's reach. And I think that's the way we're going to be solving the problem. I think a lot of the issues we have around beauty, and especially as, again, you pointed out, as women age, many of them struggle with that, is because we continue to compare ourselves to industry standards that are culturally and propelled by, you know, mass media and pop culture as being really, truly unrealistic.
We all know the expression, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So I ask you this, Bruno, what do you find attractive? What is an attractive trait for you?
I'll tell you what I think, and also tell you what I discovered through some research I did for the book, that, you know, the number one expression of beauty is confidence. And it's actually consistently true for men and women. They all find somebody who comes across as confident comes across as very beautiful. The French have an expression which they refer as être bien en sa peau, which means at ease with yourself. And I think when you are bien dans votre peau. I think it comes across that way. People shine through. And I think that's how beauty can be best recognized and best expressed.
That's author Bruno Grallepoix, whose new book, Magnifique Inside and Out, will be released next month. That's his book on beauty. You can check out his book on business, Agency Mania, about the madness of client-agency relationships and getting results with those relationships. Thank you so much for joining me on this edition of America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone with Leslie Gold. You stick around because we've got much more coming up.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.